In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Each Christmas we recall that well-known story from the Gospel of Luke. It's a story about a young couple, a man named Joseph, along with his expectant wife-to-be, Mary. They're doing their civic duty, traveling on foot from the little village of Nazareth in Galilee southward all the way to Bethlehem, about 75 miles on foot, to Bethlehem, which is Joseph's hometown. They're going there to participate in one of Caesar Augustus' census registrations. Sometime along the way, Mary, who's very pregnant, starts to feel contractions. And her condition sends the couple scrambling to find a place to stay. Any place will do at this point. Any place that will provide the protection and the privacy for Mary to give birth to her newborn baby. After being sent away time and time again, finally, possibly an innkeeper suggests they go out back to a livestock stable where a feed trough, a manger, becomes a makeshift crib. There the child is born quickly, wrapped in bands of swaddling cloth. Each year, along with some shepherds, you and I are invited by angels to enter that space. Along with the shepherds, as we make our way and as we poke our head into that stable, now a makeshift labor and delivery room, we might consider what that space really looks like. Try to imagine that scene. There we would see an exhausted mother, a somewhat fatigued adult father, and the promised newborn wrapped in cloth lying in that manger. On the surface, it's a plain, simple scene. In reality, it's more complex because it's a story about life, and life is complex. It's a story about birth, and births are complex and paradoxical. Sure, births are full of joy and promise, but births are also messy. Births are painful. Births generate complex emotions. Births drip and swirl with almost every human dimension and with both physical and emotional feelings of all kinds. All birth stories are like this, and the birth of Jesus is no different. Babies born in the restroom out at the mall. Babies born in the backs of taxi cabs and police cars. Babies born in motel rooms. There are the pains of the contractions. There's the fear and the anticipation. Then flashing lights and hurried movements. There's a flurry of phone calls, the hours of pain and screaming and laughing. There are the images of bodies, both professional and personal, moving in and out of the room. Finally, the constant beep of the infant heart monitor. And those moments of mother and father and those with them marveling at the miracle of a new life, a new person now among us. This is the beautiful mess of birth. This is what the church invites you and me into year after year. Because, you see, this is the way God chose to come among us. And it's on this day that the messiness of the nativity of Jesus meets us in the messiness of our lives. And it is this message, that this messy birth story wants you and me to get, that in Jesus, God comes to us as we are, wherever we are, however we are. Jesus comes to meet us in our lostness. Jesus comes to meet us when things could be going better for us. Jesus comes to meet us in our confusion. Jesus comes to meet us in our cynicism and doubts. Jesus comes to meet us when we may be afraid. Jesus comes to meet us whenever we are sick. Jesus comes to meet us when we are grieving. Through the messiness of His birth, our Lord meets us in the messiness of our own lives. All we need to do is to receive the gift, receive His love, receive His presence with us, and open our hearts to His eternal, unconditional love. There is a story told about some army rangers who were sent to free a group of hostages in one of the far corners of the world. After a gruesome and dangerous journey, they arrive at the place where their sources tell them the hostages are being kept. As these soldiers break down the door and storm into that hiding place, they find the hostages there, huddled on the floor in the corner of that room. They've been there a while. The commander tells the hostages to get up and follow them. Get out of there. But nobody moves. And time is of the essence at this point. But it turns out that the hostages are so damaged by their experience of captivity that they cannot believe that these soldiers are there to set them free. And so one of the soldiers does something out of the ordinary. This soldier takes off his helmet and he puts down his weapon. Then he gets down on the floor. He softens his face and he huddles up next to the captives, to those hostages. Then the soldier leans over and he whispers, he says, "Hey guys, we're just like you. We're here to be with you, to get you out of here, to rescue you. Come with us. Let us rescue you. Let us take you home. Will you follow me?" One by one, the prisoners get up and are eventually taken to safety on a waiting aircraft and brought home. Today we celebrate that time when, through a messy and painful human birth, God comes among us to meet us in the messiness of our lives, to be one with us, to be one of us. At Christmas, God comes among us, and in the messiness of that stable, in the messiness of that birth, God takes off all His glory. And in the person of Jesus, He gets down here on the floor with us. And He huddles up next to us And he whispers to us, "Hey, it's okay. I'm with you now. So, come with me. Follow me. Let me take you home." This is incarnation. This is Christmas. God comes to meet us, wherever He finds us and however we are. He comes among us to embrace us, to love us, to show us how to share His light with others. He comes among us to lead us home. Amen.